We're going to go on with story number four. Jean, we're going to go to you with story number four. This is coming out of South Florida Business Journal. I'll read you the headline, first couple graphs. Insurance costs weigh down development. Subhead, builders say surge could lead to slowdown. First couple graphs. A dramatic increase in property insurance rates this year has helped for a slowdown in real estate sales and development in South Florida, and its situation that's not expected to improve anytime soon. According to industry experts, commercial property insurance rates have spiked from 25 to 100% over the last year. Depending on the property type and location, deductibles are also higher in most cases. Combined with rising interest rates, that has greatly increased the carrying cost of buying commercial real estate. For developers, the triple whammy of expensive builders' risk insurance, higher interest rates, and elevated construction prices can make some projects simply too costly to pursue. Mr. Gruce, this is like your victory lap. You've been talking about how insurance prices have gone up and how it was going to have an impact on construction costs. Just like you were talking about the tsunami of rentals that were coming, that lo and behold, the Wall Street Journal writes about it. You're talking about commercial insurance costs going up and how it's probably going to slow down that industry. You want to take another victory lap, or why don't you tell us what's coming next?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I'm a little surprised that people are surprised that this was coming. I mean, we all know this was coming. I mean, this has been widely reported by Lydia and all her colleagues for months, maybe years. This insurance story has been going on for years. And, you know, it's kind of come to a head. The other thing is, I will note that the smart developers, the smart landlords are the ones that charge triple net leases to their tenants, because then the tenants have to pay for the cost of insurance and taxes and common area maintenance. And all you do is you pay rent to the landlord, and it is your responsibility as a tenant to pay for insurance and taxes and common area maintenance. So those so-called triple net leases are actually probably helping landlords now as those costs surge. But at the same time, they can't raise the rents, because those costs are getting really so high that landlords really can't afford to really spike rents for fear of losing tenants. Because I think some tenants are, you know, they may be skating by with, minimal profits. And, you know, those extra expenses are just a thing to, like, make them cancel their leases. So we may see vacancies rise as a result, particularly I'm thinking like retail tenants, for example. Those that are like maybe experiencing slowdowns, there's going to be a retail shakeout if the U.S. consumer starts to falter a little bit. And I think that's going to be, we're going to have to watch that.